brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. It's 7:05 in the morning here, February the 13th. And man, I hope that you're taking that date into account, February 13th, because of tomorrow. Hey, our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
That's right. I mean, some of us are, I'm not sure if they're depressed, elated, or hungover from, Obama laying out his economic proposal, the State of the Union address last night. Of course, the first part of the show today, we'd love to hear your input because we love it with local radio here. Call us 605-4567 and we'd love to hear from you. It is currently 47 degrees in the downtown studios. We're going to have a high today of 72. Beautiful clear forecast, mostly clear this evening with temperatures around 42. We're going to have just a lovely day here in Reading in the North State. Tomorrow, sunny as well, mostly clear tomorrow night. And again, the forecast throughout the week looks like a beautiful day. So it's a great day to go out and enjoy your sweetheart, to say hello to your neighbor, do your yard, you know, all those really good things. We've been doing a lot of yard. We've been doing a lot of stuff around the house.
Yeah, we have. Hey, welcome aboard there, Bad Bob.
And good morning.
How are you today? You're wearing red. Isn't that supposed to be for tomorrow? He's wearing red.
Turn around.
Robin Redbreast. Turn around. Come on. Let us see it. Okay.
Oh. Yeah, it was the clean t-shirt.
Well, let's go to our Wells Fargo. We love Kathy Lathrop Cummings and our Wells Fargo Market Minute. Good morning. What's happening?
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is negative 6 points this morning at 14,012. The S&P 500 is positive 4 at 1523, and the NASDAQ is positive 18 at $3,205. Active stocks today include Bank of America up 7 cents at 1232, and General Electric up 78 cents at 2336. Stocks of local interest, Exo Group is down 2 cents at $9.36, and Bank of Commerce is down 2 cents at $4.89. In the bond market, we are finding lowered prices this morning, which has brought the 30-year Treasury yield to 3.22%. Over in the commodity markets, gold is up or down $1.70 at $16.47.90. Silver is down 1 penny at $31 even, and crude oil is up 23 cents at $98.30. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors LLC.
Hey, our Wells Fargo Advisors are on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10, right here on KCNR. And if you want to just give them a call at 530-243-7561. And they've got the greatest and the latest information from Wall Street. Stop by Park Marina Drive and see them. Get a cup of coffee. Talk to them about what's going on. Wow. Big day today. We've got the Reading Police Chief will be coming rolling in here at Rob Pelletti. We've had picketing. We've had Obama's State of the Union. And we've got some comments about that. We want to talk about the Fort Hood shooting. There's some real aftermath of this that we really need to bring out. We want to talk about the crazed former LAPD officer and the protest, like I said, at C.R. Gibbs, and a couple other things here today that we're going to have covered here in the next hour, plus just a number of other things that are going to come up. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State. And give us a call. Say hello. We'll be right back.
Would you like to find a tax professional that not only understands taxes, but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill? I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. We specialize in tax preparation for businesses and investors. Maybe you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments, and you want an experienced and compassionate advisor to help review your current investment strategy and make sure your tax returns are filed correctly? Then call me at 244-PLAN. That's 244-7526. We are offering a $10 discount for businesses and investors and a free investment tax review with every tax return we prepare. For tax preparation from the experienced, compassionate people at the Advice Center or to attend our seminar on tax planning for investors Wednesday, March 6th, call 244-7526. For information, go to theadvicecenter.com or call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN.
You are a responsible gun owner. Whether you like to hunt, target shoot, enjoy working on weapons, or just want to own one for protection, Bastiani Arms is the place for you. Bastiani Arms is Reading's leading firearm headquarters. Friendly, professional customer service, a commitment to education, and Reading's finest product lines. They pride themselves on only selling quality firearms. Hunters, target shooters, and law enforcement officials agree that Bastiani Arms is a trusted resource for advice, sales, and repair of firearms. They've earned a reputation for quality and excellence, and they're committed to safe, responsible gun ownership. Call Bastiani Arms today at 530-222-8222 and talk to one of their trained professionals. Ask about their firearm instruction, concealed carry, and hunter safety classes. See Bastiani Arms at 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading or call 530-222-8222. Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Carlin and Abad, KCNR 1460. Good morning. 47 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day. You know where else it's going to be beautiful? Tomorrow in Selmo's.
You're such a sweetheart. You called up and made reservations.
I did.
And he told me last night, what are you doing for lunch tomorrow? And I was like, well, that was so nice. So you may, I think there's just a few left.
There is. And in some of those vineyards, they're having, of course, their evening dinner is sold out, but they have a few spots left for lunch. So I'm taking my sweetie up there. So if you want to, you can join us up there in Somos for lunch. Okay. Well, 474-5546. You need to get a, you need to have a, reservation when you go.
So the question
there.
Of the morning is, did you watch the State of the Union? Could you sit through it? Did you tape it? Are you planning on watching it later? And wouldn't you know, the some of the stupid headlines was Mark Rubio, the tweet of the night was him drinking water. What the? I had to go look at, like, what do you talk? What did he do? Did he, like, throw, you know, put it on his, over his head, like, you know, drenched it like, you know, like Gatorade, yeah. Like a Gatorade commercial? No, he just took a drink of tell me it's not. I mean, I know I'm just getting older.
Shallow.
How insane.
Shallow. Hey, okay, let's talk about President Obama's State of
let's
the Union.
Let's talk about it.
First of all, I liked his tie. But then again, I liked Biden's tie and Bonner's tie, too. All their ties were very nice. You know what? Have you noticed they've gone to this kind of a pastel tie as opposed to, like, the hard red tie or things like that? Did you notice that? Okay, so that was my first thought. It was, yeah, she's got a nice tie on. All right, you know what? I can't, you know, I'm going to go through this in a somewhat different, I'm trying to get through what he was talking about. You know, this was not a home run by President Obama. He's had better. And the, but, you know, and some of the things he said, okay, I'm going to say it right now, I agree with. There's one part, and I'll get to that I agree with. At least in, if what he's saying is what he truly believes in the things he's going to do and that Congress could do, then I think that at least it's something's being addressed, and we'll get to that. But he talks about how energy prices, that we're pumping more oil and gas now than we ever have, over the last 20 years, and that energy prices, and this is what he said, energy prices is dropping for all of us. Well, you know what? I'd like to know where he's living, where all of us is. Because gas prices have gone up a quarter over the last 2 weeks. A quarter a gallon over the last 2 weeks. And frankly, Bad Bob, hop on this. Has the price of heating your home, the price of electricity, has that gone down at all?
No.
No. And in fact, we know that it's going to go up at least 7 to 8% this year. And he talks about, oh, we're getting all of our energy from these new energy from wind and solar. Well, that's what's costing us. The state of California said, oh, no, we've got to have 30% of our energy has got to be by 2020. It's got to be by renewable resources, which, of course, hydro isn't renewable, which could work for us. But then the cost of natural gas, everything's gone down. Then why are our cost of electricity and power going up dramatically every year? So right there's a disconnect. You know what? So maybe at his place. Maybe, you know, the White House does have cheaper power. I'm not sure. We're getting ready to go out to Palisado to the school, you and I, sweetie, to look at their solar project. Their solar project is really good.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's going to be. We're going to go on out there and take a look at that. What else? Spending cuts. We're going to do spending cuts. And we're going to do this, and we're not going to raise the budget. We're not going to raise, it's not going to cost us any more money to do end world AIDS. Okay, that's not going to cost you. Okay, spending cuts and no tax raises. Universal preschool. Everybody, all children should have access to universal preschool. But you know what, though? Frankly, that's a good idea. Now, when I say that, a child having preschool, because it is a proven fact that we've talked to a lot of educators in here, and you remember, sweetheart, that preschool has a huge impact on a child's ability to finish school, to do better in reading, and to go on and get better jobs, and believe it or not, even to have a more stable family life by sending kids to preschool. So I'm all for that. But somebody's got to pay for that. So at what point, who's going to have, whose ox is going to get gored, or is this just going to be more money, more money, more money, till we reach the European style of economics where it's 65% of everything we make goes to the government, plus taxes, plus other taxes they stick on there. But the idea of getting kids into preschool, you know, I'm all for it. Spending the money on the little ones so you don't have to spend it on them when they're 17 years old by putting them in jail, trying to get them off, you know, drugs, if this really helps. And everything I've read does. What's the other one? Oh, of course. Gays in the military will have the same spousal privileges as straights. And when this thing was first introduced, they go, oh, no. We're just going to say, you know, they can declare themselves. Well, anybody with any sense would say, well, once they declare themselves, if you're going to accept gays in the military as being openly gay, then you've got to accept the fact they're going to have spouses. And if you expect they have spouses, then they're going to be able to have base housing. They're going to be able to go to the hospitals. They're going to have exactly the same rights as heterosexuals. And if you didn't think that, if you didn't believe that, if you didn't see that, my friends, your head so far up, you're going to need a window to see where you're going. That was the bottom line. And now, here's the question is, right before we take our break, and we still got a little more Obama stuff coming, is what happens if a military, since the military now recognizes it, they're not forcing the chaplains to marry the gays, which they could do, I guess, because if you're in the military, they could force you almost to do anything, and your choice is then to get out, is what about the states that don't recognize gay marriages? And you have the military there that do recognize gay marriages. Does anybody see anything strange about this? Anyway, the bottom line is this. You know, that was another line that was in there. Now we're going to take a quick break because I've got another four or five things that we need to talk about, including the one area that I kind of agreed with President Obama in. And it's we'll get to that in a couple minutes. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Bill. Don't you just love sunbathing in the park?
Yeah, Drake. It's so relaxing just soaking up the sun. Better be careful, though. Don't want your bill to get sunburned.
Hey, Bill. You see what I'm seeing?
Oh.
That lady's dog's about to... Oh, no. Not there. Oh.
You. Why did you make me look at that?
Oh. No, it's cool. She's prepared. She brought a bag to clean it up. Check it out. Turn the bag inside out. Scoop. All gone. Like it never happened.
Oh, she's smart. Probably knows that if that stuff gets into the storm drains, it's going to pollute rivers and streams.
Ugh, dogs are disgusting.
What Drake and Bill are trying to say is not everyone understands that our storm drains can flow directly into our streams and rivers. Pollutants can cause adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even ducks. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Public Works Stormwater Program.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Thanks to your faithful and generous support, the Good News Rescue Mission is able to help people transform their lives from addictions and homelessness to becoming productive citizens again. In addition to a highly successful free recovery program, the mission, over the past 5 years, has provided over 1,800 chapel services, 360,000 nights of emergency shelter, and more than 1 million hot meals to our neighbors. Thank you again for helping to transform lives. I am Cesar Partida. This is the Good News, and this is our mission.
For more info, go to gnrm.org.
We love to hear stories from business owners like Dustin Ramsey of Impressive Lawn Care. Dustin purchased his third F-150 from Crown. And Dustin says, I went to several dealers, but came back to Crown again. They had the truck I wanted and for the best price. No pressure, and financing was a breeze. A nice experience and very cool place. Thanks, Dustin. We think it's pretty cool, too. Come see us at Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah!
I'm trying to wake up my baby
here.
Wait
for it.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Hey, welcome back.
Well, KCNR
1460.
It's super great to come home from a trip and have your kitchen. Like I said, the Estate Granite did a phenomenal job. Mike Hoover and the gang. We left on a Wednesday. Of course, we didn't really want to talk about it out loud that much. We left on a Wednesday, and we came back on Monday night, and the whole thing was done. New granite tops, tile backsplash. It looks really,
sink.
Really fabulous.
Drop the sink
and, next we're going to do the alliance to do the hot water and stuff like that. But, I mean, we just wanted to go there first. And so anyway, with the laying of tile and the laying of granite and all that, yesterday was, you know, just cleaning up and just enjoying the process of it. It's like a new baby. You know, you don't just want to be really ginger
It's truly, yeah, you don't know.
Treat it with ginger care. Yeah,
we won't let the dog stand up there.
You're finally going to replace that Jules Verne graphite pile nuclear reactor down in your basement, huh?
That will be nice.
Ha, 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 ha.
But you know what's really neat? When you go see
you mean
granite,
the green one?
Let me, for a minute here, boys, if you don't mind. When you see granite slab laying on its side and they walk in and you go, ooh, that's really beautiful. And then to see it actually cut and laid to your, to the specific measurements for your countertop. It's absolutely more beautiful, on the counter than it was in a slab form. And I always think it's such an art to think about how these slabs come. And like, you know, this thick, flat piece of, you know, rough edged, you know, stone. And it's a real art to be able to pre-cut that and lay it and have it look seamless.
And there's no little like cracks in it.
No, it's wonderful.
Anyway, okay. Mike Huber on Estate Granite. And then I think he's going to come back and do final cleanup or something today. Okay. Going back to the, Obama. Night of Obama. Let me talk about the, taxes, more taxes. This was something that was very chilling to me. Obama threatens because he's on a ride because he got 52% of the vote. Tidal wave of support. He says if Congress doesn't act fast enough on doing things for global warming, and this is a big part, was global warming. If you don't believe in global warming, by the way, you're an idiot, a fool, and a knuckle-dragging Neanderthal. He may not have used those exact words. By the way, if Congress doesn't work fast enough, Obama says he will just direct his agencies to make new rules. And he's going to bypass Congress. He's going to clean up the environment. He'll do it himself. Hey, I don't need you. And if you didn't hear that, go back. If you DVR'd it, go back and listen to it. If they don't act fast enough, he's going to direct his cabinet level people to make these changes. And he's done it before. He's bypassed Congress. Remember that? Oh, he just tells them. New rules. All right. Gun control, front and center. You know what? It's the time he had everybody standing up. They need a vote. You know what? Yeah, they do need a vote. Let's bring it out. Let's see who stands up for the Second Amendment. You know what? You had Democrats from the South and the Midwest or in the Southwest going, no, we don't want to vote on this. No, no, let's not vote on this because they know what's going to happen. If the Republicans were smart, they'd push this to the, in that, you know, if the Republicans were smart, okay, that's, all right.
You just answered your own question, you realize.
Okay, if they could get it together, they'd make them vote on it. Where do you stand on the people having the right to own a weapon? Huh? Make them vote on it so that people can see it before 2014. This is the man or woman that said, no, okay, you can have that. You can have that old, you know, that shotgun, but you can't have that center fire rifle. It's too dangerous. And then he uses as an example a young girl, and this is tragic, sang at his inauguration and was killed in a park where? In Chicago. By what? A handgun. By who? A gang member who should have never had the weapon in a city that's got the strongest anti-gun legislation and rules in the United States, and he uses her as an example. He should use her as an example of gun control that doesn't work. It doesn't work. Obviously, that poor young girl, 15 years old, had her whole life in front of her, murdered by a gang member, and this was proven with a handgun that he should have never had, and Chicago has the strongest anti-gun laws in America. What's that tell you? You want to use that that was a perfect example to use, President Obama. Cause I tell you what, they don't work. And the more restrictive you get, it's not against gangs. They don't care. They don't care. You take a law-abiding citizens that will obey the laws and think, oh, we can change this through the votes. Well, I don't think so. Fight it, fight it, fight it, fight it, fight it. Any of your constitutional rights they want to take away. Fight it, fight it, fight it. All right, we've got the one thing I did agree with in some parts. Do something about immigration. Close the borders. Learn English. Pay taxes. Go to the back of the line. Pay penalties. Shorten the immigration process. Actually had some things there that might have made sense. Got to take a break. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Fox Business Network stocks are surging for direction in early morning trading. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's just about flat. Meanwhile, in his State of the Union address, President Obama is promising to raise the minimum hourly wage to $9 an hour in 2015. The current minimum wage is $7.25. A study by the Chicago Fed shows that a $1 hike in wages increases spending by $2,800 a year. Worker advocates also say that raising the minimum wage would help boost the economy. But critics say raising the wage would just cost more jobs and hurt the middle class. And Burger King is doubling the size of its coffee lineup. The fast food chain is rolling out 4 new iced coffees and 4 lattes next month, with vanilla, mocha, caramel, and plain being added to the menu. According to NPD Group, the number of specialty coffee servings jumped 6% last year, 3 times that of regular coffee. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
My Mercedes-Benz dealership has a courtesy car waiting for me. It's easy for me
to... I come in, they always use Mercedes-Benz genuine parts.
And they always have my favorite coffee. I just feel so comfortable.
Personal attention and exceptional customer care. As a Mercedes-Benz owner, it's what you deserve and what you'll get.
My smooth ride.
My genuine sense.
My comfort zone. My service.
To learn more, visit mbusa.com/myservice.
Services vary. Available at participating dealers.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding 2 more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Come down to Wind River Casino and play your cards right on the third Thursday of the month from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. and join us for exciting fun as the 21 Pit turns up the volume and transforms into the ultimate party pit, offering $1 select tables, drink specials, party pit pong, party wheel for free prizes, pimp cup giveaway, friendly dealers, and an exclusive DJ in the party pit. No one else in town offers this. For the party pit details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Make your hump day a bit more exciting. Join us at Wind River Casino's Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Get Over the Hump Comedy Wednesdays. Drink specials and laughs with friends. Enjoy a knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be better after a long day at the office? Laughs, drink specials, and a free live comedy show every Wednesday night. For all the details, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. It's better on the river.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back. Carlin and Abbott, KCNR 1460, community radio, your community radio for the North State. You want to know what's going on? You want to see what's happening? Come on in here because the people come through here. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, emergency, routine, repairs, or installation. They're there. They do great work. Give them a call at 530-221-2642. Or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Been in the business since 1992 and are, you know what, they do really
good work.
We're going
to be really having Dick to work for us here soon.
Okay, you have
really
a friend.
I have something funny to share with some of my friends. And you wonderful, loyal listeners, you'll get a kick out of this. I don't know if you Facebook or not, but, you know, I don't know. It's a fun way to, you know, find out if somebody's having a birthday or little incidences. So a girlfriend of mine writes, here's what she says. So I'm sitting in Sacramento Airport drinking a double scotch on the rocks quickly with another fast behind. Why? Some round-headed fool left 9 38 caliber bullets in my briefcase at some point in some and 1 357 Magnum bullet in my briefcase. TSA and I are now very intimate terms.
We know who the round-headed guy is.
No!
We know who the round-headed guy is. I mean, she wrote this. So, you know, and their comments, I mean, all types of comments on it. I mean, no! She got it. Oh, yeah, they had her back there. It was a long time getting through the line.
That's, and then she says, I'm out of here. Gucci's calling in or want my money. You know, it's just funny. You have to know she's such a fun diva. You know,
And then, of course, my daughter's going through the one taking her husband, U.S. Marshals briefcase through TSA, and they completely missed the two loaded 14 round magazines, and the handcuffs, but they did confiscate her hair gel. So TSA, you're there. You're our heroes.
And one of the comments was, so just goes to show how smart TSA is letting a woman with bullets head for the bar. Where's the gun? Ha ha.
Well, if there'd been a gun, it wouldn't have been as much ha ha. I don't think she'd have been having that scotch.
She said, just to go on, because I have to tell you guys, this is a funny hoo-ha, ha-ha that I was pretty insane. At one point, I was surrounded by 20 TSA, Sac County deputies. The man, TSA guy, holds up my briefcase while I'm putting on my shoes. Whose briefcase is this? He says very loudly to the three of us in the immediate area, thinking he was being helpful. I said, it's mine! Come over here immediately, he says, and I did. I'm going to ask you again, whose briefcase is this? Mine, I replied a little bit more doubtfully. He leans into my face. It's almost shouting, is this your briefcase? Still puzzled, I replied, yes. I figured I had left a corkscrew in it again. He reaches inside and triumphantly pulls out all of this ordnance. What are you doing with these? Oh, those are my husband's. You just forgot to remove them. He leans over and closer. You said it was your briefcase, and on and on and on. I mean, this is just hilarious. I'll have to tell you more about it later because this is one long Facebook. But the bottom line is, I guess they're...
Did they turn her loose?
Yes. She had to go through the fiasco and write about it. It's funny to hear everybody say, you know, she got a really nice handbag out of the whole thing. The drama of it all.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. You know what the thing is it's, okay, whose are these? Is this yours? Yes. Is this yours? Yes. Is this yours? Yes. Right. What about these bullets? Oh, those are my husband's. Ah, you said it was yours. Okay. You know what? You can't make this stuff up. You just have to live through it. And at the end of it, you share it with all your friends. Like I said, my daughter lost her hair gel, but she was able to keep the 2 14 round magazines, 40 caliber, and the handcuffs. So that, I guess that was a plus.
Well, evidently reading along, the guy at TSA said, well, let's just say that you were at the range and you forgot them, right? And he said, hell no. Her husband said, no, I always carry. Hell no, I always carry. And here's the information why I can. And so she said, when they finally got on the plane, he said, why are you drinking so much?
You know, you know this couple too, and I can just see this. I can see her looking at him and going, you know what you've done to me. You know what you've done to me.
Oh, this is going to cost him in so many ways.
You know what? Only thing I would do is if I got on the plane and I had done that to Linda. You know, only thing I would do is here's the platinum card, honey. Just come back to me when you're happy.
Yeah. Can you imagine all of a sudden you're surrounded by 20 officers? 20.
That's happened before. Yeah, they brought some friends.
Yeah,
I said, you can't take me down. And I was completely wrong. They could. And then they piled on. So it was, you know, they were right. I was wrong.
Oh, really? Did we hear about that story?
Not now.
Another time.
Another time. I was younger. Younger, less wiser. You can't take me down. Whoa. Wrong.
Does the term pain compliance come to mind?
See, wrong. That's how many piled on that said I was wrong. And they were right.
Yeah.
I was totally wrong.
Some people are saying in Facebook, why were you taking your briefcase to Vegas?
To put the money in. You take your briefcase to Vegas because all that money you're going to win. As soon as you walk in there, you make all this money, you pile into that briefcase and you bring it back. Then TSA says, how come you got all this money and bullets in your briefcase?
And it's, you know, and then you
have the bullets. That's why I have the money.
Yeah, that's like people bringing their Swiss Army knife in their back pocket into the courthouse. Why are you doing that? Well, it's what I do.
I'm going to take that inch long knife and I'm going to do a tackle
of
you.
We'll have to have them call us when they get back because it was just, you know, more funny stuff, you know. Anyway.
You know, have you ever noticed that? We've got to take a break here. Once things start going like that, it just continues, that it's not like you have like a weird thing that happens and then it just stops. Once it starts, it's like the gods are up there going, oh, let's see what we can do now.
It's like the movie Very Bad Things.
I haven't seen that one. Once it starts, is it kind of like The Hangover?
Once
you take that first roofie, it's downhill from there.
We started watching a show that we like last night, and I just had to really leave the room because there gets to
a point when
you know, blood and torture is just not the way I want to spend my night. And
is that a Tarantino film?
No, this was on cable TV.
It's a good series. It's good acting, but there's just stuff in it that's just, this is Fox 20 too much for me.
It's on Fox 20. Anyway, we gotta take a break. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460, your radio. It's your radio for the North State. We'll be right back.
That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we sell emergency food pails, MREs, freeze-dried foods, heirloom vegetable seed packs, and of course, gold and silver coins and bullion, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But just as important as what we sell is what we buy. The Patriot is one of the largest buyers of what is called junk silver. These are dimes, quarters, and 50-cent pieces that were minted in 1964 and prior years. In most cases, those dealers who come in and out of town pay half of what we pay. And we never pay less than spot for your .999 gold and silver coins and bullion. So if you are in need of a little cash, come to the Patriot and let us give you our best quote. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at the Safeway Marketplace on East Avenue. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Center. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
We're Going Places is an auction dinner event by the University Preparatory School Educational Foundation, raising funds to place an iPad in every classroom by the start of the next school year. UPrep, with an academic performance index of 910, is reaching higher and wants to partner with the community to maximize the learning potential of every student. Go to myuprep.com to purchase tickets, sponsor tables, and make direct donations, or call 242-0424.
Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Who's calling, please?
Austin Towns. Danger's my middle name.
Here at Alliance, there's not any danger in having an Energy Star high-efficiency heating and cooling system installed by our trained technicians.
Yeah, baby!
And an Energy Star heating and cooling system can help save on your energy costs, too.
Yay, capitalism!
Just call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642 in Reading, or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
Everybody calls us.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah. And welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Is the price competitive for what you're getting? They offer senior and veteran discounts. They have quality service for, and they have over 4,000 customers in Shasta, Tehama County. Shasta Gas Propane does. They're locally owned, family operated. Everybody's safety trained there. They do good work. They want your business. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793. Okay. Now that we have had a tremendous amount of fun with our friends having a bad time, in the airport. You know what? If they didn't want to have, if they didn't want us to talk about it, they wouldn't send us a Facebook, would they? They want, everybody should talk about it. Okay. Let's get into this. Hey, protest. There's a protest, massive two-person protest at C.R. Gibbs yesterday by, they're homeless supporters. I mean, it's not that they have, we've talked to them, and it's, they don't have, they're not wackos, they're not out there too far. What they're saying is, you know, you've got to help the homeless. But this whole thing, this protest was aimed at C.R. Gibbs because, Ed Rahlman, who's heading up this Reading Crime Watch, Reading Merchants Crime Watch Association, he's done a great job. They've put all these people together, over 400 businesses, to try and protect themselves from crooks. And part of this is happening is because of panhandlers and transients, not the homeless. Nobody has a bone to pick with the homeless. It's these transients and the panhandlers that are coming in that are taking money from the organizations that can help the homeless. We had the lady, Jessica, who's head of the homeless, organizations here in Reading, and she said, panhandlers, she goes down, she says, I know the homeless. I see them. I help them. The panhandlers, these transients that come in here looking for money, they're not our homeless. They're out here getting money. At a holiday market, they said he comes in here, he uses his car, he uses all of his WIC and all this stuff to get food, and then turns around, goes out there and panhandles and comes back in to buy the booze and the cigarettes. So what they're saying is, stop feeding them. Stop giving them money. Stop, not when I say stop feeding them, stop feeding their habit there of begging. Stop giving them money. Go to the organizations that are set up for that. What you do is don't give money to panhandlers. That's, you know, it's the only rule. Don't give a dollar to a panhandler. Let that money, if you're going to give a dollar to help people, put it in an envelope. You know, save it up for like a week and then give it to a organization. Donate it to an organization. You get a tax write-off, but you can donate it to an organization that's going to help them. So the protest was against the wrong side. They're out there to help homeless. It's the panhandlers and the crooks and the crime that they're fighting against. Take a good look at it. Mayor Bloomberg. Mayor Bloomberg is back. You know, Mayor Bloomberg has, he's declared war on weapons. We knew that. He's declared war on soft drinks. You can have too many because, you know, you people out there cannot be trusted to drink responsibly. Soft drinks responsibly. You can't. You know, I'm going to tell you is that you can only drink this many soft, you know, you can only drink a 16-ounce soft drink as opposed to a 32-ounce soft drink. Unless it's at a 7-Eleven, which has hot dogs. Then you can have it. You want to hear what his latest is there?
Sure, let me hear. I'm just bated breath.
Just can't wait, can you? Now, Mayor Bloomberg has taken on the hospitals. They are dispensing too much of that pain medication to those patients. Those pesky doctors, they're giving too much. The mayor, who is not a doctor, says, oh no, you've got to cut back on that. You've got to cut back on the amount of pain medication you're giving. As you can imagine, this is not going over really well with the medical community. But see, this is just another step. This man believes that he can just, you know, hey, I'm the mayor. Stop giving them these pain meds. Give them something else. Well, what? Give them what? And give them less. Mayor Bloomberg. Yeah, I think she should stick to the smaller soft drinks. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot. KCNR 1460. But I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Gramavalia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us. Wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
Would you like to find a tax professional that not only understands taxes, but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill? I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. We specialize in tax preparation for businesses and investors. Maybe you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments, and you want an experienced and compassionate advisor to help review your current investment strategy and make sure your tax returns are filed correctly? Then call me at 244-PLAN. That's 244-7526. We are offering a $10 discount for businesses and investors and a free investment tax review with every tax return we prepare. For tax preparation from the experienced, compassionate people at the Advice Center or to attend our seminar on tax planning for investors Wednesday, March 6th, call 244-7526. For information, go to theadvicecenter.com or call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN.
Is poker your passion? River's Edge Poker Room inside Wind River Casino is your Valentine's Day hotspot for a fun, exciting, and lucky Valentine's Day. Grab a mate and play your cards right in our Valentine's Day Couples Poker Tournament February 14th at 6 p.m. Your $45 per couple buy-in will get you $4,000 in chips. Get lucky with the Valentine's Day Couples Poker Tournament on February 14th at 6 p.m. For details, call 1-800-YOU-WIN, log on to windriver.com, check out the River's Edge on Facebook.
Treat your sweetheart to a special Valentine's where you both get lucky. Make your date night reservations at Element's Restaurant inside Wind River Casino for our Valentine's dinner special. Charbroiled filet mignon and lobster tail, baked potato and seasoned vegetables, house salad and chocolate dipped Grand Marnier strawberries with a glass of champagne for only $50 a couple. After dinner, play your favorite slot machine with $10 free slot play on us. Call 1-800-YOU-WIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR1460. Good morning. Good morning. It's 7:53 in the morning. It's 47 degrees. It's sunshiny.
I'm glad you're in a great mood.
I'm trying to drag you into this with me. This portion of the show brought to you by Crown Motors. Stop and visit the gang down there for your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership. New, previously owned trucks, cars, SUVs, they have them. They'll make great deals for you. They cover, you know, everybody in the North State should come down here to Redding Crown Motors at 555 Cypress Avenue. And their service department is second to none. That's right, second to none. Give them a call at 530-223-2177. Deluge them with customers. Tax money stays right here in town. All right.
Well, you know, I'm just trying to get motivated, and I've been reading the headlines, reading stories, and I'm trying to find something. Maybe one of our listeners can give me something that tells me some kind of like exciting headline. The State of the Union, but just bugged me. I know we have a Pope that's, you know, changing. He's retiring. There's a change over there.
First time in 500 years.
Huge energy, a shift. I'm not Catholic, but I still think it's like a world leader that is shifting. It's like I'm feeling this major shift of going on. Reading is getting to be known for, you know, the weed show that's happening with, these new ordinance that's, law that's supposed to be changed they're working on for, certain sizes of properties that legally can grow.
Yeah, our town to the north, our friends to the north, weed. You know what? How could weed not be on a documentary about marijuana? I mean, really, how could they do it? Anyway, the small town of Weed will be featured in also Siskiyou County Sheriff's Office. It's going to be in Discovery Channel series highlighting the proliferation of marijuana in the North State. Say it isn't so. Say it isn't so. Weed Country, a 6-part series. The network will show the battle between cops, dealers, and the growers looking to engineer some of the most powerful marijuana on earth. It premieres February 20th. Oh, it's got John Lopie in it, so that's got to be good. well, he's Sheriff John Lopie. I like it. You know, but they're talking about, this is just, I mean, of all places. And, you know, the thing about it, and the funny thing is that they just voted to ban all the marijuana dispensaries in the town, and they voted against the proposition to make marijuana legal up in Weed County. It just so happens that Humboldt, Trinity, and Mendocino counties together make up the area known as the Emerald Triangle.
Yeah, change everywhere. Wednesday, J.K. Rowling, of course we know her as the creator of Harry Potter, is unveiling a new cover for Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone for the first of 7 new covers that will appear on paperback editions of the series in September. So we're talking about 2013 and change. That's also a huge change. Feel like what Star Trek went through.
Hasn't she stopped? Now, Bob, you know this because you're into Hobbins. Hasn't she stopped writing? I mean, her last Harry Potter is finished, isn't it?
Right. Now, she said she was moving into another genre and wanted to explore some other writing things. So she apparently is developing a new book series, but I hadn't heard more than that.
Her intention behind this in the interview, she thought it was time for a fresh approach for the trade paperbacks as a way of attracting an interest of the new generation of 8- and 9-year-olds who may know Harry mostly through the movies. So that's just a kind of a way of repackaging.
Well, you know, the funny thing is that how many kids, and I could be completely wrong now, but they've seen Harry Potter on the screen. They've seen him in 3D. They've seen all this. Are they going to be interested in reading about Harry Potter? If you've seen a movie based on a book, do you run out and buy the book?
That's curious because a lot of kids read the series after the first movie. They really enjoyed.
Okay, so after they saw it, they went in and they read. Okay.
Ta-da!
Well, no, that's a good point. I would like to have that. I would like to see that happen. But I'm just wondering if, oh, I've seen the movie. Gosh, these words are hard words. I have to think. You know, I'd rather go back and watch the movie again.
Well, even when we were on our trip at the beach, we thought it was interesting that in the living room of the beach house, they had open dictionary up in a wonderful platform. And here you and my brother, we would talk about words and look them up and say, have we been using it correctly? Words that we were questioning.
And
I thought, well, that was great. It's not that we were playing a game of words, but you guys were reading a bunch of words, and my brother being in, you know, on the medical world, we talked about big words. I think one I've been using incorrectly for some time.
Mayonnaise.
Yeah, because it's not on your face today.
I don't even know what that means. You know, our guest for our
next hour. How to spell it.
M-A-Y-O-N-A-I-S-E.
Is there an I and an E in there?
In an A.
Yeah.
Our guest for our next segment is standing over there drinking coffee out of his coffee cup mug that's got moss on it because he keeps it in the police station, which has been condemned. It's got, you know what? You know, I wouldn't drink water. You didn't bring water over here from there, did you, Chief?
I'm drinking your coffee.
He's drinking our coffee. At least it has no carcinogens in it like you have over at the police station. And, you know, for people that didn't realize it, is that they can no longer take prisoners into the police station because it's too dangerous for the criminals to be in that atmosphere because of the black moss and everything that grows there. All right, we'll be back right after the news. Our guest will be Redding Police Chief Rob Pelletti.
Yay.
And we're going to catch up on what's happening here. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. It started with a carjacking.
He said, I don't want to hurt you, just get out and start walking up the road and take your dog with you.
And the hunt for an ex-cop wanted for 3 murders in California ended with a cabin on fire, a charred body inside. Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal live outside LAPD headquarters.
And Dave, the LAPD is addressing us now. We're waiting for them to answer the many questions that surround this case. They do believe the body found inside the burned-out cabin near Big Bear is that of Christopher Dorner. But how long will it take to positively identify the body? Did police set the cabin on fire, as scanner audio seems to indicate? The suspect fled inside of a cabin and shot at police, wounding one and killing another deputy after people reported yesterday that a man matching Dorner's description had stolen their vehicles. Dave.
Jessica, President Obama is taking the second term agenda he laid out last night to Asheville, North Carolina, this hour.
To reignite the true engine of America's economic growth, a rising, thriving middle class.
House Speaker Boehner says the president is offering more of the same.
Higher taxes and more stimulus spending.
And the Republican leader adds the president's
laid out no plan to eliminate the sequester.
That's the $85 billion automatic spending cut March 1st that Boehner says he hopes to avoid. On Capitol Hill, the president's chief of staff has his confirmation hearing for Treasury Secretary for Jack Lew. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
And the job won't be easy, warned Senate Finance Committee Chair Max Baucus.
As Gallatin said, there's no more laborious or responsible position than Treasury Secretary.
And Jack Lew has served as White House chief of staff and budget director, but it's his private sector career ranking Republican Orrin Hatch wants to know about.
When you were well compensated, including times when Citigroup was being propped up by American taxpayers.
Lew was chief operating officer at Citigroup. Despite some Republican objections, Lew is expected to be confirmed, Dave.
Jared, on Wall Street, the Dow is down 28 points. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedPTT3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You pushed to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Baa baa black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Pope Benedict got a standing ovation this morning, making his first public appearance since his stunning resignation.
Papal spokesman Father Lombardi confirmed today that no more formal acts are needed to seal Pope Benedict's resignation, as the Pope has already said he made the decision freely. This morning, Pope Benedict told the faithful he's living difficult days and called for prayers for himself and his successor. Later, he'll say Ash Wednesday Mass at St. Peter's. Tomorrow, he addresses the Roman clergy. And then on February 28th, he salutes his cardinals and then leaves the Vatican by helicopter for his summer residence until renovations on his new home, a monastery here on the Vatican grounds, are complete.
Vatican, Courtney Walsh, Fox News Radio.
It is a slow journey for more than 3,000 passengers on the disabled Carnival cruise ship being towed to Alabama after an engine fire knocked out power. Stephen Lawley's wife is one of those on board.
She said it was starting to get pretty rough. You know, there was some smells because they were having to use bags and stuff to go to the bathroom.
Carnival insists there is running water and some toilets work. The ship is expected to arrive in Mobile, Alabama tomorrow. The four-day Caribbean cruise was supposed to end Monday in Texas. Can you OD on Coke, the drink?
A coroner has declared an unprecedented cause of death in New Zealand, death by Coca-Cola. The deceased was a 30-year-old mother who drank nearly 3 gallons of Coke a day for years. The coroner report states the heart attack she suffered likely wouldn't have happened if it wasn't for her large consumption of soda. Coca-Cola says Coke is not to blame, but New Zealand health experts are suggesting the company put warning labels on the drink, discouraging excessive consumption. Colleen Capon, Fox News Radio.
A judge in Boston will hear arguments today on the claim by reputed gangster Whitey Bulger that he was given immunity to commit crimes while he was an FBI informant. He's awaiting trial, an indictment accusing him of being part of 19 murders. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back. KCNR 1460, Carl on the Block. Community radio for the North State. It is 8:05 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com for our chat room. Got a lot of great comments out of there today. Of course, Linda is with me.
Well, we're great to be back in the seat here at KCNR. Currently 47 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like we're going to have a sunny day with temperatures around 72 degrees. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 42. Let's go to our Wells, right off the top of the, we're going to go to our Wells Fargo Market Minute with Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning, Kathy. What's going on?
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, everyone. The markets are mixed this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 31 points at 13,986. The S&P 500 is positive 2 at 1521, and the NASDAQ is positive 14 at 3200. Active stocks this morning include Bank of America up 5 cents at $12.29, and Comcast Corporation up $2.37 at $41.34. Stocks of local interest, XO Group is up 9 cents at $9.47, and Pacific Gas and Electric is down 10 cents at $42.63. Turning to the bond market, we find lowered prices this morning, which has brought the 10-year Treasury bond yield to 2.01%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is down 22 cents at $97.85. Gold is down $3.60 at $16.46. And silver is down 11 cents at $30.90. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, thank you. Kathy Lathrop Cummings, thank you from our Wells Fargo Advisors on our Market Minute. We do this Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 905 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 530-243-7561 for the latest up-to-date information on Wall Street and where you should put your investments. Stop by Park Marina Drive where their offices are. That's Wells Fargo Advisors.
We're very excited. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we've got our Reading Chief of Police, Rob Paletti, with us. And I'm going to get you guys rolling because at the break, you guys were talking a lot about Fort Hood. We'll be right back.
The way she lied. Well, no one told me about how many people cried.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
We love to hear stories from business owners like Dustin Ramsey of Impressive Lawn Care. Dustin purchased his third F-150 from Crown. And Dustin says, I went to several dealers, but came back to Crown again. They had the truck I wanted and for the best price.
no pressure, and financing was a breeze. A nice experience and a very cool place. Thanks, Dustin. We think it's pretty cool, too. Come see us at Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Would you like to find a tax professional that not only understands taxes, but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill? I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner at the Advice Center. We specialize in tax preparation for businesses and investors. Maybe you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments, and you want an experienced and compassionate advisor to help review your current investment strategy and make sure your tax returns are filed correctly? Then call me at 244-PLAN. That's 244-7526. We are offering a $10 discount for businesses and investors and a free investment tax review with every tax return we prepare. For tax preparation from the experienced, compassionate people at the Advice Center or to attend our seminar on tax planning for investors Wednesday, March 6th, call 244-7526. For information, go to theadvicecenter.com or call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN.
It's Drake and Bill.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Bill. Don't you just love sunbathing in the park?
Yeah, Drake. It's so relaxing just soaking up the sun. Better be careful, though. Don't want your bill to get sunburned.
Hey, Bill. You see what I'm seeing?
Oh!
That lady's dog's about to... Oh, no, not there. Oh,
ew. Why did you make me look at that?
Oh, no, it's cool. She's prepared. She brought a bag to clean it up. Check it out. Turn the bag inside out. Scoop. All gone. Like it never happened.
Oh, she's smart. Probably knows that if that stuff gets into the storm drains, it's going to pollute rivers and streams.
Ugh. Dogs are disgusting.
What Drake and Bill are trying to say is not everyone understands that our storm drains can flow directly into our streams and rivers. Pollutants can cause adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even ducks. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Public Works Stormwater Program.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
It's February 13th. Ah, you should hear this room full of men like, oh, tomorrow's the 14th. Currently 47 degrees, 8:11 in the morning here at KCNR 1460 year community station. It is the 13th of February. Looks like we're going to have a sunny day today with temperatures around 72 and mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 42. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. In fact, tomorrow I think there is just a few reservations left for a very special lunch that they are having. Reservation number is 474-5546. Again, in Selma Vineyards.
It's going to be beautiful up there. Hey, we want to talk about the MVETS Ladies Auxiliary Post number 4 is having a fundraiser for the Wounded Warrior Project. It's going to be this Saturday at the Senior Citizens Hall on Benton Drive. It's going to start at 5 o'clock with a no-host bar, and then there's going to be a dinner and program at 6 p.m. Linda's going to be singing the national anthem. And you sponsor a table, invite friends, and your guest is for $250, or you can purchase tickets at $25 a piece. Give them a call at 221-7433. And this is going to support the, of course, the Wounded Warrior Project. And some of the money, a little bit, will stay with the AMVETS Ladies Auxiliary so they can continue to do great things to help our veterans in the North State. Again, the AMVETS Ladies Auxiliary are going to have a fundraiser for the Wounded Warrior Project. This Saturday, it's going to be at the Senior Citizens Hall on Benton Drive. The cost is $25 a ticket. Give them a call at 221-7433.
Okay, our guest this morning is Chief Robert Paletti. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Call me Rob.
And
don't call me Bob.
And,
don't call me Bob.
No,
call me Rob.
We laugh about it. We have, that's a, we love that. It's a fun thing that we do between us when we're, don't call me Bob. Anyway, so at the break, I just want you guys to start rolling around. I loved it because you want our listeners to get engaged in this too. Fort Hood. Who wants to go first?
Well, I think everybody knows it's a tragedy. And what I just saw is the latest in this is some interviews being given is, the way that they've, that the people, including the woman who was wounded, the security officer who first, confronted us on, when he was, after he had killed, what, 13 people and wounded another 16, including a pregnant woman. After they confronted him, she was shot and wounded during the gunfight, and then her partner shot him five times, shot us on five times. when she was there last year at the State of the Union and they said, we're going to be taking care of you, you know, don't worry about it. Well, she's saying, and many others, there's lawsuits now, saying is that they have said that these shootings at Fort Hood were a workplace violence incident as opposed to a terrorist attack. Of course, Hassan was heard to yell Allah Akbar. He was in communication with Al-Qaeda and this. But because it became a workplace violence incident, the amount of help and amount of how it's characterized, especially in the military, is different then. Now it's not a combat injury. But there is questions about, is this combat? Which is what you and I were talking about.
Yeah, I don't know all the details of the Fort Hood shooting. I mean, who he was communicating with. I know he was communicating, you know, partial of that was a local or a American imam that is, you know, anti-American. I don't know that he had direct ties back to Al-Qaeda in the Middle East. And I think that may be the parameter that they're using. I don't know for sure that they're using to determine whether it's workplace violence or actual terrorists, classifying it as a terrorist attack. Either way, I don't think there's any excuse that anybody has to not take care of the people that were wounded in the incident. I mean, if you look at, you know, the Fort Hood shooting, it's very similar to if you look at Colorado or if you look at Sandy Hook. There's warning signs there ahead of time that the military had that they didn't take action on.
And
sometimes I think that, you know, even if you look at Sandy Hook, you know, that kid had, you know, mental illness problems for a long time. His mom knew that there was a problem, but yet she took him to a gun range and didn't lock her guns up and gave him access to them. So I think there's some responsibility level there that takes place when
that
we're just not reporting and we're not following up on warning signs that take place ahead of these shootings. It doesn't make a lot of sense. And a lot of times people are afraid to report it because they don't want to offend somebody or, you know, they don't want to say the wrong thing because then they're, you know, labeled a certain way as being, you know, prejudiced or biased against somebody or something of that nature. So they're reluctant to report people that they're concerned about. And what I tell people when I talk to groups about school safety or any of these types of incidents, we can't, you know, turn our schools into bunkers. We can't, you know, what are you going to do? Are you going to put armed soldiers at the entrance of every movie theater because somebody attacked a movie theater? We have to report and let us at least assess people that make any kind of threat or have those things. And the mental care that we have for these folks is severely lacking, especially in these budget times where we can intervene before these things take place.
Do you get a lot of reports of people, do the police get a lot of reports of people calling in saying, hey, this guy is really a wacko, you know, he's making threats and all these things?
We don't get a lot of them, but when we do send detectives out to do a threat assessment and look at the people and see if we think that there's some intervention that needs to take place. And, you know, unfortunately here, you know, the mental health intervention resources are rather limited, but, you know, I know the county's trying to get some more of that going.
Okay. All right. It was just something we were talking about during the break. You know, this is a toughie because of the fact is this guy just, you know, because all the signs were there for years that there was something going on with this guy's head. I mean, yet nothing was done because, and I'll say it, he was a Muslim and he was a doctor and nobody was gonna, people just ignored stuff. They didn't want to put it down on an official report. And then this is how it ended. So was it a terrorist incident or somebody just went off the edge like that? Who is sane though? I mean, he's perfectly sane.
Was he?
Yeah. No, he's as sane as anybody could be that picks up a weapon and starts shooting unarmed people.
Well, you know, I mean,
do you know the difference between right and wrong? That's the thing is, do you know it's wrong to kill an unarmed person, a pregnant woman? Do you know that's wrong? Well, if you know that's wrong, then that's sane.
Well, and I still don't think that there's any excuse that we have to not take care of people, whether it's workplace violence or terrorism. It still took place.
That's the other thing.
You know, we need to take care of the people that are the victims of it and make sure that they get the medical care and everything else that they should get.
Because some of them were, and this is the example that I'm using before we take a break, because I really want to talk about the new police station, is the fact is this one soldier who had two tours in Iraq, never touched, came back, gets wounded, gets shot four times by this guy, and he is discharged from the military, medically retired, and they treat it not like a combat injury, which is a different, it puts you into a completely different avenue of obtaining assistance. They put him down as having a workplace injury like he would if he was in a car wreck. And this is one, and he's very, very, irate about this. He said, I was shot by this guy who I believe is a terrorist, who people are talking about a terrorist attack, yet they're treating us like I was in a car wreck on Main Street. And that was one of the things that I saw that you've got to, you know, there's got to be something a little bit different to this thing than just somebody hitting you with a car. Anyway. Okay. When we come back, let's talk about this new police station. I think, is there a possibility, Chief, this could happen?
I hope so.
All right. We'll be right back. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti. We're going to be talking maybe a new place he can go to that he can actually bring prisoners into without having the lawyers sue him.
Don't tell my wife, but our granite countertops from Mistake Granite and Things are my favorite part of our home. I know as a man, it should be our awesome granite fire pit table that they created for our backyard, but our countertops are flawless. They even have this really cool, totally custom lighting. And with their amazing selection of pattern, finishes, and edging, it fit our kitchen seamlessly. Like I said, don't tell my wife. She thinks it was her idea to redo the kitchen. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866 or 241-STONE.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
U Prep School is going places, Stanford, Harvard, Pepperdine, and you can help the students get there by participating in an annual fundraising event, We're Going Places, on Saturday, March 9th at the Reading Elks Lodge. Guests will enjoy casino-style gaming, dinner, and dancing to Reading's own Clear Cut. To learn how you can partner with us and to purchase tickets, go to myuprep.com or call 242-0424.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at wonderlandsigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Go see the girls inside Espresso Joe's. I've just recently bought 2 great pounds of coffee, ground to any of your specifications. And, of course, they have the most beautiful walk-in humidor in all of the North State. They treat their customers right. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Ooh. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti. Hoorah, as opposed to hua. Which is
Army. Can you run that by me?
Right. Okay.
I'm a Hoorah. Navy guy, okay?
Well, then Navy is hua. It goes hua because they're getting poked all the time.
Oh, hoo-ah. Come on.
Which means head up. Head up. Okay.
Come on.
What? Good morning, Chief.
I'm not touching that one.
Okay. Can't touch that. Okay. They're talking about a brand new police station here.
Yeah.
7.6 mil, something like that?
About 7.4 is the initial estimates. I mean, when we talk about cost estimate, we're being very conservative in the cost estimation so that we make sure that, you know, obviously when we tell council it's going to cost this much, that it comes in at that or under. So it, you know, there's a likelihood it could be a little less than that. We've had to pare down a little bit of what we want, take out some of the nice to haves and keep it to the need to haves, which, you know, we could add later if the budget accommodates that. For instance, you know, I'd love to have an exercise room in the police department so that our guys can work out. Fit cops is a big deal, but you know, that's a nice to have, not a need to have. So right now we've got it, it's about 16,000 square feet, just under 6,000 square feet of evidence storage and about, 10,000 square feet of patrol space for, traffic patrol, the field operations portion of the police department. One of the difficulties that we have when we look for an existing building or we build a building for a police station is we have to meet the requirements of the Essential Services Act, which I'm not an engineer, I'm not an architect, but it's my understanding of the pilings have to go deeper into the ground. It has to have extra seismic. It has to be the last building standing. Mm-hmm. Obviously, our current police station doesn't meet Essential Services Act, but we're grandfathered in because they've been there longer than the act has been in place. So to be able to go purchase a building or lease a building to use as a police facility, we looked at, for instance, like 84 Lumber Building that's vacant. There's plenty of land there for a police department. It could be renovated for property and evidence storage and everything we need. But by the time you bring it to ESA standards and renovate it, it was like $16 million just to renovate the building so that we can move into it. So it's actually more efficient or saves money to build a new facility.
This is a no-frills type. We're not going to be seeing fish on the outside
No.
and domes and trapeze going back and forth in the upper.
No, actually, Les Melberg joked with Patrick Jones at the council meeting the other night that it kind of looked like a single wide. It's just a square building. it matches the aesthetics of City Hall as far as the stucco and the decorative portion of it, but it's a real simple building. And the nice thing about the Essential Services Act is that the chief determines what's essential. And what's essential to me is patrol. If there's a major emergency, all those guys in suits and ties are going to get in a uniform, get in a car, and we're going to go save lives. We'll investigate later. So that patrol function is the essential function of the police department. So actually the remainder of the police department, investigations, administration, and the chief's office would actually move into City Hall because that's not essential. Therefore, it doesn't need to meet the Essential Services Act. So we're actually able to build a smaller building. We're actually attaching the evidence storage portion to the patrol building and make it all ESA compliant so that if we have to grow in the future, we have another 5,500 square feet that we can grow into and then find other accommodations cheaper for the property and evidence part. So we are actually planning for, you know, growth in the future so that the building lasts a good 20, 30 years.
It makes absolute perfect sense for me, to me, to see the new police station and City Hall married.
It makes a lot of sense. You know, the nice thing for me is it will put me in closer proximity to the functions of City Hall so that I don't have to drive, you know, 10, 15 minutes every time I need to go, you
and
know,
parking.
Talk to the city manager or, you know, things of
you
that nature.
You pretty much can parking where you want though, right?
Well,
yeah. Well, no, I park legally, you know.
Hey, let's go to the phones. Ann,
good morning.
Welcome to KCNR. Do you have a question for the chief?
Oh, yes, I do. I was wondering, chief, if you knew about the city paying for partially funding a federal government position at the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Wondering if you knew exactly what the dollar amount was tied to that and how you felt about the city spending money on a federal position when we need more policemen, more firefighters, and our roads are shot. And I'll take my answer. I'll hang up and listen.
Well, the answer is, ma'am, I honestly have no idea.
Well, I'd ask Kurt Starman about it then.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So,
okay, thanks.
I'm not the enemy.
Oh, no. It's. I don't think he thinks that, Ann, is that you're the enemy. I just don't think he just doesn't know about it.
I have no knowledge of that position or funding or anything else. I can't answer that because I just don't know.
Okay. Well, that's the first time I've heard about it too. That might be interesting to find out why we're funding things like that.
Yeah.
A federal job when we need need a police like out here. You know, that's the other thing I asked the sheriff the other day was, how come we're in the middle of a $25,000 a month lawsuit? that if you take the money, it's all this out of these lawsuits, you could hire two more. You could hire two more sheriff's deputies for that same amount of money, which is strange. Okay, so the building now. So does it have one of the things you've always wanted in your station was a place for your for the officers to put their stuff in a big locker. They could put in all their electrical appliances and plug them in so they can recharge over the night. You know, nothing fancy, but something they would have there.
Well, you know, the all the officers have, you know, in police we call it the war bag. You know, it's all your books and binders and all that stuff that you have to take on patrol, all your reference material. Right now those are stored in a bunch of shelves downstairs because they don't fit in the lockers they have because they're so small. The lockers that we're looking at are like 24 inches wide, a 6-foot locker. They have a drawer on the bottom that they can throw their war bag and their boots in, and there's electrical outlets in each of the lockers so that they can charge their flashlights and we don't have octopuses of, you know, electrical wires hanging all over the police department because everything we have is rechargeable and has to be plugged in. So each officer would have that within their own locker, and all of that is in the cost configuration of this building. Very functional building.
Is there and there's room then for the whole when you say evidence locker, how big is your evidence locker now?
Well, it's spread out through several different portions of the police department. So really what I'm looking, I kind of wanted to plan for the future and get more square footage for the property and evidence storage, but the budget doesn't allow for that. We're bringing it down to about 6,000 square feet. So what we're looking at is rolling property evidence shelves, you know, like the sliding records folder so that we can actually increase the square footage without increasing the square footage.
Great. Okay, look, when we come back, I want to talk about AB 109. I want to talk about this, you know, the panhandlers and the difference between panhandlers and homeless. People need to understand this. All right, we'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. President Obama's in North Carolina to talk about jobs at an auto parts plant, a follow-up to last night's State of the Union address.
It is our unfinished task to make sure that this government works on behalf of the many and not just the few.
In the Republican response, Florida Senator Marco Rubio says the president spends a lot of time falsely attacking his opponent's motives.
When we point out that no matter how many job-killing laws we pass, our government can't control the weather, he accuses us of wanting dirty water and dirty air. When we suggest we strengthen our safety net programs by giving states more flexibility to manage them, he accuses us of wanting to leave the elderly and the disabled to fend for themselves.
The president said last night he wants to raise the minimum wage, provide public pre-K for four-year-olds, and boost spending on infrastructure projects like bridges and roads. This is a Fox News alert.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Even though we are in the middle of winter, now is the time to check on what you are paying for propane. The price difference between companies right now could be as much as a dollar per gallon. Also, if you are like me, you want to talk to a real person on the phone, not a machine. When you call us at Shasta Gas, you'll be talking to my daughter Karen or our customer service reps, Sandy or Diane. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793.
Would you like to find a tax professional that not only understands taxes, but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill? I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner at the Advice Center. We specialize in tax preparation for businesses and investors. Maybe you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments, and you want an experienced and compassionate advisor to help review your current investment strategy and make sure your tax returns are filed correctly? Then call me at 244-PLAN. That's 244-7526. We are offering a $10 discount for businesses and investors and a free investment tax review with every tax return we prepare. For tax preparation from the experienced, compassionate people at the Advice Center or to attend our seminar on tax planning for investors Wednesday, March 6th, call 244-7526. For information, go to theadvicecenter.com or call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460, Carl, Linda Bott. It is 8:35 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, my friends down there. Bob and mine and the Chief's friends down at Cypress Square Barbershop.
Good folk.
Hey, great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors, man's last stronghold. This is really just a great place
Can
to get
I tell
your haircut.
You,
this
I,
is a good place.
I have a secret to share with you that's kind of fun. My girlfriend Bethany opened the salon just right next door to the...
To Cypress Square.
Right next to Cypress Square. It's like three chairs. And she just opened up last week. And she said, God, there's some cute guys going in and out of there. And she said, oh, there's a couple trucks out there that have camo, seat covers. And she goes, oh my God, that's speaking my language. And these girls are really cute and really hot. I start to say, the guys from the haircuts are going to go walk the other way. And I'm just getting an ice cream cone. That's it. I'm going around the corner. I'm just kind of just getting a while.
Is that Cypress Square Barbershop can use this other one as kind of like bait as the guys are walking by. They come and get their haircut. There you go. Okay. Once you're trapped in the chair, guys, watch out. Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti. Chief, you had a question from Terry on line one. Terry,
hey,
good
Carl,
morning.
Linda.
Morning.
Welcome back.
Thank you, darling.
Thank you.
We
missed you guys.
How are you, buddy?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. You know, I had an opportunity to walk around with you in that beautiful structure you're in. Actually, I need a good plumber, and I figure you know one on a first-name basis with what you got going on in there. But anyway, the question that I wanted to ask was, is there a way that maybe you can, or somehow we can as citizens, help you guys in trying to move toward that goal of a police station? I mean, you ought to just have like tour day. Once they see what you guys are trying to work out of, people are really going to understand how decrepit that building is, number one. And the other thing is that I have to go along with Ann. The deal with the Army Corps of Engineers, at least from the research we found, is real. I mean, why are they paying for that? And I go along with you, Carl. I mean, we've got all this money going out. By the way, the lawsuits now against the county, I think there was something like, there's scores of them, 30. Or more. And all this money is being spent, we could be spending on our law enforcement, which to me, as a citizen, I believe that's a real priority.
Well, citizens need to call Larry Lees. They need to call your supervisors and just say, what's going on with this? But I guarantee you the supervisors will not talk to you about it.
Well, they won't because we tried it. They won't talk to us because they say they're involved in a lawsuit. I mean.
But they could stop it any time they wanted to. And that's the problem.
They're not doing it.
Well, you know what? It's going to be interesting. There's another motion that's out there to keep people from using the bathrooms at it in Selma. So if you go out there, you better go and use them quick. So.
Oh my goodness.
Oh yeah, this is the latest.
And, but anyway, Chief, keep up the great work. And I mean, if there's some way, I mean, you know, as citizens or, we can help you guys because really that building is, I mean, really folks, that building's atrocious. These guys are trying to work out of and we've got a police chief that really has our best interest in heart and finally is out there, someone who wants to interact with the community, which is quite refreshing. So we need to reward guys that are doing the job for us. So anyway, that's all I got to say.
I appreciate that.
The council priority setting session is today at 2 o'clock. It is an open Brown Act meeting in the council chambers if people want to come and speak on that topic. If anybody wants to get a tour of the police department, we can certainly arrange that for them. You know, the thing on the Army Corps of Engineer, I really don't have any knowledge of that position. And that's, you know, a question I would say needs to get directed towards the city manager, because I just don't know.
And we talked about it during the break. Excuse me. We talked about it during the break, and it could have something to do with dam security. It could have something to do with the waterways here, you know, that we have to have a federal guy here. But that's the first I've heard of it too. But I'm going to give Starman a call. We'll ask him, why are we paying for a Corps of Engineer guy here when we could pay for half a policeman? So anyway, okay. Hey, Terry, thanks a lot. We got a couple minutes here. The huge success of your first, forum.
I was thrilled. My biggest, you know, I wanted to do them sooner. Part of the reason that I delayed in doing the town hall meeting is, you know, that first year I had to get kind of, I lack of a better term, get my arms around the police department too, and kind of, I don't want to get in front of the public and, you know, not know what I'm talking about. So,
have some of them know more than you.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, but my biggest fear in doing it was that, you know, I'd had to do this town hall meeting and to be me and my two captains sitting there chatting between ourselves because, you know, nobody came. And that was, you know, kind of what I said when I got here, how refreshing it is to this community that everyone wants to be involved and is interested in what's going on, coming from, you know, a community that sometimes was very apathetic to what was going on because there was just so much crime. So I was thrilled. We had the seating capacity of the council chambers is like 250, and we had people out in the overflow. So I thought it was great. I'm really hoping that people take enough interest where we have to find a bigger venue. I want to be accessible to the community. I want them to know what's going on. So what my plan is to do is do about four of these a year. The first one and the middle one will be me talking about crime statistics and updating the community on what's going on. And then the second and the fourth one, which would be April and probably around October, November, talk about, I want to bring the officers in so that people can get some education on what's going on. So the next one we're going to do in April, I'm going to bring the gang detectives in to talk about what gangs are in Reading, educate as an opportunity to educate parents on what they can do and what things they need to recognize to be able to prevent their kids from going into that lifestyle.
You know, this is a great topic. We got to take a quick break. I want to come back. Let's talk about gangs a little bit because we had Bob Blankenship. You know, the former police chief from like four removed, talking about the big problems they had from gangs, the Asian gangs back in the, I guess, what was it, the 80s? 80s and early
90s?
90s.
Yeah, it was bad.
And I know you've talked about this, but I'd like to get deeper in the subject on gangs, especially with our youth here. Carl on the Bot, KCNR 1460. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti. And we're talking about an update on crime in River City. I know that there's good news in some areas, but and we need to talk about that too. We'll be right back.
Maaco, America's number one paint and body shop, is having a half-price sale. Get our most popular paint service for a great price. Make your car look like new with half-off service that restores color and shine. Increase the value of your vehicle, and we'll have you driving with a newfound sense of confidence. The half-price sale. Going on now at your local Maaco. And don't forget to ask about our collision repair, too. Maaco, America's number one paint and body shop.
Call Maaco in Reading, 530-226-0992.
Gun Owners of California United Reading Chapter cordially invites you to attend our fourth annual fundraiser banquet and auction. We have a great opportunity this March 23rd at the Reading Veterans Hall to raise funds and defend our rights. This banquet is packed full of guns, knives, optics, and more. So join in the fun and help defend our rights. For tickets, contact Jones's Fort, 222-3223, or Gun Owners of California, area code 916-984-1400. Raising funds, defending your rights.
The AMVETS Ladies Auxiliary Post 4 is having a fundraiser for the Wounded Warrior Project, February 16, 2013, at the Senior Citizen Hall, 2290 Bitten Drive. No host bar at 5 o'clock, dinner and program at 6. If you would like to sponsor a table or get tickets, please give Linda a call at 221-0101 or Treva Gephardt at 221-7433. You may purchase a ticket for $25 or sponsor a table for $250, February 16th.
At North Valley Bank,
we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460, 8:45 in the morning. Clearly, one of the best guitar licks.
That's a riff and a half right there.
I mean, oh yeah. Sweet child of mine.
Okay, who did it? Who did it?
Slash.
Guns N' Roses.
Well,
yeah, but the guitar player
the
is Slash.
Guitar is Slash. Do you know who Slash is? Would you know Slash if you saw him on the street?
Yeah, he's got a tall black hat.
Thank God.
That's the only thing.
Sleeping with a musician long enough to know who Slash is. It is.
As long as it's not Slash, I'm okay.
It is the 13th of February tomorrow. What are you doing for your Valentine? And is it pressure? Do you guys feel pressure that you have to go run out and get the last Rite Aid Valentine that's really for a dog?
Here's a Valentine for my very best friend.
Oof, oof. Thanks, honey. Well, you are my little puppy. You know, it's all the BS. There we go. Just perfect timing.
Do you already have your Valentine stuff?
No.
Yes, of course.
You know, he's a man. He's
a
man.
But what's listening to this? What, are you trying to put me on the spot?
No,
he's a man. You know what? We still do Christmas shopping on Christmas Day at the 7-Eleven. Here, honey, here's some five.
Don't you
here's
dare?
Some 5 hour. Here's some
I
five
have
hour
to
energy.
Because my wife will find it if I don't.
Yeah, okay, see. All right.
You got, lie. You know, this is the one time a year when it comes. Just lie.
Okay, let's go back.
Yes, you bought it. Yes, it's hidden, and yes. Yes.
Well, my wife knows better. She knows I haven't.
Something came up during the break that's more important than, believe it or not, gangs, because you said, frankly, gangs are, it's important to know about them, but
They're here.
They're here.
You know, I don't want to, you know, tell people they're not. They're here. They've been relatively quiet. The Reading is kind of an anomaly that got gangs and actually got them out. But, you know, we have, you know, gang members here and, you know, we watch very closely. We actually have, which is a rarity, especially in the current economy and the staffing levels, we have two state parole special agents that focus on gangs working in the Reading Police Investigations Unit. And that's very rare in the state right now. So, you know, we're kind of lucky. And those two parole agents actually do as many, if not more cases than the guys that are in the bigger cities. So they're very active. They're working very hard to, you know, when a parolee comes out and he's a gang affiliated, the gang unit goes over and welcomes them to the community and kind of, you know, lays the parameters of, you know, hey, you're welcome here, you know, behave yourself, do the right things and you're welcome in our community. You don't. And you're going to get some focused attention. So they're pretty quiet, but we do have, you know, concerns.
Yeah.
One of the things that I want to do with the town hall meeting in the second one is educate parents on what to look for. Because I still think that the best deterrent to kids going into gangs is parents.
Oh, absolutely.
But we in law enforcement do very little to educate parents on what to look for. So for instance, do parents know that the little red hatchet man is the symbol for the juggalos? And the juggalos are basically the I guess, the deadheads of the Insane Clown Posse.
You Insane know, Clown, like, you know, I didn't realize that the Insane Clown Posse was, there was people that use, I mean, this leads to gangs with these guys.
Well, they are a documented gang by the Federal Bureau of Investigation. They're not your typical street gang that is dealing drugs and things like that.
These
they
guys
are,
that do music, do movies.
They're kind of a multiracial gang, which is odd in some cases, but it's more about violence and the music promotes violence. Yeah. So, I mean, if you get on YouTube and look at Juggalo Island, I mean, one of the first words in the song is, I'm going to stop my serial slaughtering to go do this to this girl. So the music doesn't promote, it promotes violence, it promotes degradation and sexual assault and all kinds of weird things. But do parents know if they see that red hatchet man that their child may be getting involved in gangs?
No.
Do they know that X11 or 13 is Sureños and X14 is Norteños? Do parents know what to look for? Because they'll tag it on their binders and things like that. So we want to educate the parents on what to look for so they can intervene before their kid gets into that lifestyle.
Okay. What is the number one drug? We're going to take a break, tease you on this one, to find out from your experience right now at the current state, what is the number one drug on the street?
Methamphetamine. Methamphetamine is the biggest problem in Shasta County overall. We are seeing an influx, though, of heroin due to the fact that they're cutting back on the prescriptions of narcotic painkillers, and there's a lot of people addicted to narcotic painkillers. We're starting to see an influx of heroin because it's cheaper than buying the black market pills.
Cheaper than Oxycontin.
The Cintiff just did a case where they got a guy trying to bring over a pound of heroin into, and that's a lot of heroin. And he was actually trying to get more than that. So, you know, we've got these things that we're watching. Unfortunately, with the resources that we have, you know, we're getting short. Our gang team is down to, you know, two Reading police officers, a Reading police sergeant, and the two parole guys. The CHP's pulled out because of their staffing levels. The sheriff can't fill his position there because of staffing levels. You know, Cintiff is short staffed because of
how much time is being spent on marijuana.
Very, very little.
Okay, that's, you know what, that's what I'm getting. And, you know, the sheriff's saying the same thing. It's, you know, for the, you know, if you're, you know, people go, oh, if you just lay off the marijuana people, very little time is being spent on that.
Most of the work that's being done on marijuana is one of two things. It's either citizens' complaints that we get due to the smell, which means we call the Cintiff or we send officers over. If they check and they're growing legally and they have their 215 card and they're within the parameters of the county and the city, there's nothing we can do about it, so we leave it alone. Mm-hmm. The only ones we're focusing on and the ones that I showed in the town hall meeting slide on the 525 plants that were seized and things like that, yeah, those are people that are growing here under the guise of medicinal marijuana to ship it other places to make a profit, and that's not the intent of medical marijuana.
All right.
Okay.
Going to take a break. We'll be right back. Our guest, our very special guest, is our chief of police, Rob Paletti. Carla Lindabot here on KCNR 1460.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said, a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Can you smell it? That sweet, rich, woody smell. That smell that makes your taste buds tingle and your stomach flutter with excitement. That smell you smell is Smoked, the best taste in barbecue. Brisket is here in a sliced pub roll for lunch or dinner. Only $7.50 with a choice of side. Or how about marinated riblets with a choice of side for only $6.50. All sides are made fresh with only the best ingredients. Smoked on Airport at Rancho. 365-2085. Smoked. Ribs, chicken, and killer sides.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Thinking about a new heating and cooling system? Call Alliance. They'll show you how affordable a new system can be. It's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642. Or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't.
Welcome back.
Back down.
Boy, a lot of conversation going on here at the break. 854 at KCNR 1460. Our guest is Chief Paletti. And, Carl, we do have a caller.
Yes, we do. Hey, Ron, you're live on KCNR. You got a question for the chief?
Yes, I do. Well, more or less a comment. With all the talk of gun control and police being in schools and everything, I've never heard anyone mention that, as I understand it, we've had armed police in our schools here for 10, 15 years in Reading.
We have school resource officers that it depends on whether it's a high school or an elementary school. The high schools have officers assigned to them full-time every day. The elementary schools, they bounce between, you know, the elementary school. They're not stationed at each school. There's simply too many of them. But they do a lot of different things. They're there to be, you know, a security presence, obviously, having a trained police officer there. But they're also there to interact with the kids and start that trust in the police and that rapport with the police. So that's a multifunctional, position that's funded half by the police department. Actually, it's funded half by the school districts.
Well, I'm totally in favor of that. I think it's great, and I appreciate all you're doing for the city of Reading. So,
thank you, sir.
Anyway, that's my comment. Thank you.
Thanks, Ron.
So it's nice to have our listeners call in and just make a comment. They matter.
They absolutely do matter. In fact, because of a lot of comments that have been made lately, there's going to be another change here at the station. It'll be in the next couple of weeks, and we'll talk about it like that. But we had a lot of comments on things, and we're not corporate in the sense that we listen. We can listen. We can make a change easier on things, but we'll be talking about that next week. Okay, Chief Paletti, one of the things we've been talking about during the break is AB 109. And from what I understand, there's been a couple of big meetings with the police chiefs is one thing, but also with the prison officials. And there is a chance that the state may have to turn loose the next group.
Yeah.
Prisoners, but they've turned loose all the ones nonviolence. Now we're talking about raising the bar here, or lowering the bar, since they're turning loose violent offenders.
Well, the state, the governor in the state of California made an appeal to that 3-judge panel and understand, you know, in some cases and, you know, obviously the Department of Corrections isn't happy about this either. You're talking about cops. You know, they want to, you know, lock up criminals just like my guys do. So in a little bit, when I meet with the Department of Corrections and I scream at them about the effects of AB 109, I'm kind of preaching to the choir a little bit. But the state made a appeal to these 3-judge panel saying, hey, look, we've released everybody we can. Basically, we're at the bottom and we're still not meeting the numbers that you're giving us. So I haven't heard the decision yet of that 3-judge panel of whether they're going to, you know, let them flex on those numbers or not. But those judges could order them to start releasing some of your less violent criminals.
Violent. Yeah. But.
Well, I don't know. I don't make those parameters. I mean, if you look at AB 109, it says nonviolent, non-serious, non-high-risk sex offender. Well, what's serious? Well, half of those crimes that they consider non-serious aren't the definition of Rob Paletti's definition of non-serious. I mean, commercial burglars, in my opinion, need to go to prison, but they don't. They go to county jail. If you're a parole violator, you should go back to prison. You don't. You go to county jail. I mean, if you look at everybody that goes back to Tomasenko in the jail, it's absolutely ridiculous. Now, to the point where you have people that, you know, we're trying to use these alternatives to custody, GPS, and other things. Well, what's the ramification if you cut the bracelet off? The answer is zero. Because there's no jail space, and you can't send them back to prison. So Cal Chiefs, the Association of California Police Chiefs is actually putting forth legislation to try to make it to where if you're given one of these alternative custody programs like a GPS bracelet specifically, and you cut that bracelet off, now all your offenses are prisonable again. But then that bounces back against the Department of Corrections and these three judges that are telling us we have too many people in prison, so they're trying to limit that prison population. So there's some serious difficulties with this AB 109 that are just, you know, you can tell I'm getting a little bit passionate.
I was just
going
to say that. You know what, Rob, this is the most passionate I've seen you on this question. And, you know, and just the other day, the big thing was about this one guy had been arrested five times and released this burglar. He falls into that. I mean, they can't keep him.
You know, Anthony Bertain, you know, is the captain that runs the jail, and Anthony's doing, you know, I've said this over and over, he's doing a great job of trying to manage the bed space that he's got, but he's only got so much of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have 437 people, the last count that I got from the courts, that have been convicted of crimes and failed to appear at sentencing. So these are convicted criminals that we can't get through the sentencing process because we don't have the jail space to lock them up for 48 hours so that we can get them to their sentencing hearing. So my thought is, well, then let's get some more ankle bracelets. I will dedicate the resources to go catch these guys, let them slap an ankle bracelet on them so that hopefully they show up at their sentencing hearing in 48 hours.
Never enough time to hear the great information and the passion of our chief of police.
I don't think people understand how we're still on the cusp of this. And the chance of having a perfect storm here. We're not out of the woods yet, and we don't even have a building to bring them into.
Crime prevention, crime prevention, crime prevention.
All right, Chief Rob Pelletti, our buddy. Hey, good seeing you. Hey, tomorrow, even more. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Op came to a fiery end. Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal live at LAPD headquarters.
LAPD Lieutenant Andy Nyman says until they find out more about the human remains found inside the cabin that was set on fire, some officers' families will continue to receive protection.
Until that investigation of San Bernardino is concluded and we have a type of positive identification, we still have some individuals in this department who are still in great fear.
It's unclear how long that will take, but the LAPD has returned to normal operations. Many officers today are at the funeral of a Riverside officer whom Dorner is alleged to have killed, Lisa.
Jessica, President Obama just arriving in North Carolina, taking State of the Union plans on the road.
You know, last night the president offered up more of the same.
House Speaker John Boehner says more stimulus spending won't help the economy. Now the White House wants a new energy trust fund. Fox Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
Yesterday, the president called on Congress.